Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on April 1st, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things that are paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, it is ITC night here on Ghostly Talk.
Oh, man, how cool is that?
I know, I can't wait. We will be talking to Mark Macy from World ITC and Marcus Leader from Leader Research. What's new in ITC? What do we need to do as researchers to help? We'll answer these along with many other questions tonight. Make it so.
I say
that's my whole point.
Absolutely,
my whole point.
This is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
And I am Doug.
Bonnie is running a little bit late today. She should be here any second, though.
Si, senor.
Yeah, you know what happens when you're
traffic
late.
You've been having issues with late lately. Not you being late, but everybody else.
Oh, I know. You were witness to a rant of all rants, I guess, this week. What are you going to do?
Meltdown.
Did I really melt down?
No, not too bad.
Was it really
that
bad?
You were much more controlled now. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, ouch. But now you've calmed quite a bit.
I hope I have.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope I have. All those therapy sessions and heavy drug abuse and, drug use, straighten my...
Prescription stuff, of course.
Doctor prescribed way. I mean, because they're out, they're looking for...
You've got dozens of different doctors.
Well, they're looking for your best interest. They're looking for your best interest at all times. So, that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
A lot going on tonight.
Yes. This is one of my favorite kinds of shows. My favorite kinds of shows.
Oh, look who's here! Look who showed up.
Well, welcome.
Let the beating begin.
What's up? Where were you this time?
75 is a parking lot.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well, what can you do?
I don't know. Maybe someone needed a hit and couldn't get downtown and caused an accident.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I've set up the laptop there for you so you can log into the
chat,
etc., whatever I haven't done. But I only had a few minutes. So
it's not like I was 6 days late or anything. Jeez.
it's not like
a problem.
Do you remember one of the... Oh, that's like my callback schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call you back 6 days later.
That's usually how it works. Hey, let me call you right back. So just set the phone aside and expect a call in 4 to 6 weeks.
It's like time to charge the phone because there'll be a marathon call coming in about 4 to 6 weeks. Well, what, Bonster, I haven't gotten to talk to you lately.
I know because
Not
you said you were going to call me back.
I know
and I didn't.
Haven't called you back. I do have exciting news for you that I'll tell you after the show. It's not that I'm pregnant.
You can't just dangle that in front of me and then say nothing.
Here's
That's
a carrot.
Rude.
I know it's rude, but I have exciting news for you. It's something that we were talking about.
Okay, that could be anything. We talk about anything and everything under the sun. Doug.
I think the reading of Aunt Martha's will is coming up.
Oh, Aunt Martha, I do miss you.
Poor Aunt Martha. But tonight, tonight in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is undoubtedly why you were running late. It's WrestleMania 2412.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what
I'm
all the traffic...
I'm telling you, Doug, you know, before you even get to the curve to get to M10,
yeah,
it was a parking lot.
Oh, gosh, yes. It is WrestleMania 2412. They have the big event tonight...
Is what? Hulk Hogan's going to crawl out of the grave and wrestle someone?
No.
Isn't he like 610 now?
Pretty much. But no, I think I got an EVP from him. Oh, no. Oh, goodness, I should have said that after you.
Almost Mountain Dew all over Doug's laptop.
We've got this nice, fresh new studio with Mountain Dew on the wall. No,
well,
the,
it's home now.
Well, I'll just sort of dive past the edit later.
Okay, that'll
that.
Be great.
No. Ed, no, not Ed. Not Ed McMahon. Vince McMahon is like the leader of wrestling. He's
like the owner.
The owner of wrestling, mm-hmm. and he owns all of wrestling. And so him and Donald Trump.
Oh, are they going to wrestle? Is he going to pull Donald Trump's hair off?
Well, that's the thing. Donald Trump. What is that? Is it a chinchilla?
People swear it's his actual hair.
Well,
it's got to be the... It's probably like 3 feet long, and he just swirls it all around to make it look that way.
Like that, mm-hmm. and then it's up there?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if Donald Trump loses, or if Vince McMahon loses, one of them has to shave off whatever hair they may or may not have.
Oh, please let
Donald
Trump
lose. Oh, you guys
Trump
are talking
lose.
About the WrestleMania. That's, oh, yeah.
That's why she was late.
Oh, you were stuck in it. Oh, yeah, you know, I totally forgot about that.
That's right here in Detroit.
Trash. Yes. Horrible.
It's like WrestleMania, MCMLXIV49222I.
How many of these things? I remember like WrestleMania like 400, like when I was like 7. when are they going to end this thing? I mean, when are they going to like
cage
it or
something? Never, never.
Cage grudge.
Well, I remember the WWF. Now, mm-hmm. that's like a taboo term now. Saying that, like back, you know, like we all know what the World Wildlife Foundation.
That's
because
now
right?
It's trademarked by Women Gone Wild. WWF is. You know, really? Wild Women Fantasies, I'm sure.
That's where... Oh, no, it's
well,
the
no,
World
I mean,
Wildlife
I'm,
Foundation.
I'm sure somebody...
No, it's the World Wildlife Foundation.
Oh, and it's also the World Wildlife... Oh, yeah, but different... there's no confusing the two.
Well, yeah. So yeah. Now it's the WWE, which I think is much more aptly titled to what they do because it stands for World Wrestling Entertainment, which I think we all know. It. Some people... despite
Don't
the fact
tell me it's fake.
Well...
Shut up.
Well, you see, Ghostly talks about getting to the truth. All right, that's what we're here to do.
I just got the look of death.
So, Bonnie, I'm sorry, but I got to be honest with you. It's fake.
You didn't hear
I have to go home and cry now.
I mean, as much as I want Ric Flair to be the real deal.
You could have
asked him. You got to beat the man.
Yeah, I mean, he's had like 15 heart. I don't think he's really taken a real beating like that over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he'd be alive right now.
Yeah,
I can't believe we're talking about wrestling on Ghostly Talk.
It's well, because I was late.
The way the paranormal that is nowadays, yeah. The way the paranormal community
is all related, folks.
It all relates again.
It's all related.
It all glues together because the way the paranormal community seems to be working nowadays.
As a matter of fact,
like smack talking.
Do you know what?
Time.
The way the paranormal community is going nowadays, I'm not completely. Sure that wrestling is not out of the picture. I mean,
oh,
like,
pudding matches.
Pudding matches?
WWPE. World Wrestling Paranormal Entertainment.
There we go.
There you
what
go.
What do you guys think? I think we got something here. We're going to be rich.
Right.
We're going to be rich.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
This week.
I have a couple of people I want to go up against right away.
Oh.
This week. No, I don't even want to turn into that. This week. Great.
I love everybody.
We love everybody here.
I don't.
My wrestling name will be Flower Child.
Really? You'll like all be all tie dyed and stuff?
Yes, all tie dyed and stuff. Maybe it shouldn't be.
No, it should be Richard Simmons.
It can't be Ninja.
You got the costume still, don't you? You got the costume still, don't you?
Ninja.
Oh yeah, he's been raving about that all week as Ask a Ninja. That's like
he's going to get punched.
I'm serious.
I know.
I'm raving about Ask a Ninja.
I know.
I really like this new table because she can't kick me under the table.
I can't stand up and walk around Scott, however.
That's why it's round. It's easier to get each other now.
Mm-hmm.
See how I'll be the paranormal ninja.
There's some things every once in a while in my travels on the internet, like we all have during the week, I find articles that just kind of grind me a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and it's been a while since we've read articles
you
and
mean,
stuff on the
well, internet. Can you look at stuff other than porn?
Since last week. Now, you remember last week, you and I just went on and on and on about energy, right?
Well, that was, yeah, we did
that
special show.
Ago,
no, we
or,
did that special oh, show.
It was not
on
a special
Tuesday,
show?
We were talking, yeah, it was just this past Tuesday. We
okay.
Went and
we just went on and on and on about energy and you know corporations and the government and it was just frustrating. So I suppose that got you looking into.
Well, it wasn't really about energy. I found a couple of decent articles this week that I thought were interesting. And
right.
Well, I'll read this one because this one really kind of got to me and it got me thinking a little bit about the present state of America today. This has to do with France, but you guys will see the correlation. I think when I'm done reading this thing.
Go ahead.
What is that?
Oh, I just blew
that's
my
Doug straw. Being annoying.
That's what I do in the car. In case anybody ever travels with me,
yeah.
That's what happens.
Oh, okay. Well,
but if you give him the look of death, he'll stop.
Right. Until I forget that you gave me the look of death.
Check this out. This is from the UFO.
Checking.
This is from the. This is from the UFO news blog.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I could. They, unfortunately, I'd love to cite the authors of these articles. But the UFO news blog doesn't cite authors. Maybe this person writes all these. I don't know. But UFO news blog, check it out.
If you wrote it, let us know. We'll
yeah. We'd love to like cite you on this. Yeah. For sure. France opens secret UFO files covering 50 years.
I heard this on the news on because I listen to talk radio,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I heard this on the news.
Did you?
And I was so excited about it. And I'm shocked that I've not heard much more about it.
France became the first country to open its files on UFOs Thursday, which was this past Thursday, I think, or maybe it was last Thursday.
It was in recent memory.
When the National Space Agency unveiled a website documenting more than 1,600 sightings spanning five decades.
Mm-hmm.
The online archives, which will be updated as new cases are reported, catalogs in minute detail cases ranging
from minute.
Minute.
It's French, remember.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's French. In minute detail, detailing the cases ranging from the easily dismissed to a handful that can continue to perplex even hard-nosed scientists.
We need a bucket.
Sorry, buddy. You're right. You're right there.
Well, that's just the second
don't
time.
Don't get it on the laptop.
This show that I've choked on Mountain Dew. That's great.
Don't get it on the laptop. Okay.
Now I have to go into
a French-speaking accent. It is a word first, says Jacques Patent.
Jacques Patent.
All right.
Call him
Patent. The aeronautical engineer who heads the Office for the Study of Non-Identified Aerospatial Phenomena, known as OVNIs in French. OVNIs in French. UFOs have always generated intense interest along with countless conspiracy theories about secretive government cover-ups of finding deemed too sensitive or alarming for public consumption.
Do you know, I think I know why MUFON didn't work out very well in France. Because I think they would call it FUFON.
FUFON.
And that was so silly that even the French didn't go for it.
Sightings in at least one case involving thousands of people across France and evidence such as burn marks and radar trackings showing flight patterns or accelerations that defy the laws of physics are taken very seriously. Of the 1,600 cases registered since 1954, nearly 25% are classified as Type D, meaning that despite good or very good data and credible witnesses, we are confronted with something we can't explain, Patinet said. On January 8, 1981, outside the town of Trans-en-Provence in southern France, for example, a man working in a field reporting hearing a strange whistling sound and seeing a saucer-like object about 2.5 meters, 8 feet in diameter, landed in his field about 50 yards away. Okay, so that's pretty heavy. A dull zinc gray, the color was a dull zinc gray. The saucer took off, he told police, almost immediately leaving burn marks. Investigators took photos and then collected and analyzed samples, and to this day, no satisfactory explanation has been made. Patinet's answers to questions about evidence of life beyond Earth was sure to inflame the suspicions of those convinced that the government is holding back. We do not have the least proof the extraterrestrials are beyond the unexplained phenomena. But then he added, nor do we have the least proof that they aren't. Interesting little article.
Yeah, not very well written, but I do understand.
Not really well read.
Yeah. Or that.
I think it was very well written. I just can't read.
1,600 things, and he picks out one. Some Oh, yeah, farmer in a field. You know,
it'd be nice to get some more.
I mean, what about the doctors and the, what do they call their police, the policia or whatever? I don't know.
Well, the bottom line here really.
The Van Dams? No, that's Jean Claude.
Doug is out of control.
Gendarme. He's like all about French people.
Gendarme? Is that it?
Gendarme?
I don't know. Anyway, my French is escaping me.
Oh, is it?
I never had any to begin with, though. But anyway, so, okay, they open up their files. I was very, very excited about this.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really exciting piece of news right here.
I was hoping that it could also allow an example, you know, allow for an example, be something that other...
Exactly.
Other governments can look at this and say, hey, you know what? They released their files, and
why
the world did not come to an end.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like the French have handled this very well. I have not heard about any type of, like, major, like, anarchy, though UFOs exist. Let's tear down the government. I don't see any of that stuff happening. It seems like these people are adjusting to it very well, and they'll probably get over it soon.
Right. I think that they're, that's what's happening. And I'm sure that, you know, I think we might want to talk with, who was it? Zachariah Sitchin? Or
possibly,
who was it that we...
Well, Bill Nell would always be fun to talk to about that.
Bill Nell, UFO guy. His website.
The thing that upsets me is I think in this country, in America,
mm-hmm.
I think if the same thing happened, right, it would not be anarchy. It would not be complete craziness. People wouldn't be offing themselves in mass numbers.
Okay.
It would be pretty much, I think, now, thank you finally for admitting it.
You know what it would be?
What would it be?
It would be on the UFO part.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be pretty normal. It would be like, okay, well, you know, gee.
Well, duh, yeah, okay.
But then they'll look at this stuff and somebody will analyze, like the news will get a hold of it. Somebody will get a hold of it.
Yeah,
and they'll
analyze
approximately how much black project money went into these things, Blue Book and all that stuff. And they'll say, well, we think that in order to produce this many documents, this many hours, man hours and man years of work, you had to have gone into it, plus the overpriced staplers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And it all works out to approximately $82 billion or something. They'll come
that taxpayers
up with
owe us.
That we paid for.
It'll end up turning into a screw job for the rest of the country. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They go, well, fine, we've admitted it to you, now here's the price.
Yeah.
Here's the price. We finally fessed up. Here you go.
That would be way too funny.
You're going to have to shell out another $10,000. Each person themselves will have to shell out another $10,000 this year in taxes to cover this huge piece of news.
Right.
We know this is going to happen. We know this is going to happen.
Somebody's going to overanalyze or underanalyze or come up with some kind of bizarre analysis and make it all our fault.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You're right.
That's what's going to happen.
You'll do it. Because you're the one that finds a way to turn everything around and make it Scott's fault.
Right. It does work.
When does that happen?
It's like when, for example, I headbutted you in the groin. That was your fault.
It was
your headbutt?
Fault.
Don't you remember when we were in Gettysburg?
Yeah. We were in Gettysburg.
Did I remember that?
Headbutted you, but it was your fault. And that was like when I brought the...
sticky night, yeah.
I brought the box
I just threw up in my mouth.
I brought the box of T-shirts over, the new T-shirts, and they were wet on the bottom because of all the rain and stuff. That was your fault, too.
Yeah, Doug makes everything your fault.
I don't remember those. Oh, you brought over the new chairs.
Oh, the new chairs. That's what I meant.
How
I
was that my fault?
that the boxes were dripping wet?
Doug had to help someone move. So he had to remove his cover from the bed of his truck, and then it froze, so he couldn't put it back on. And the person had to move because of you, therefore the chairs were wet because of you.
Oh, so it's all my fault!
Exactly.
I love this.
So somehow France is your fault.
So you're the man for the job on this, basically.
I'll get on it.
You're the man for the job.
I will get on it right away. I will let you know how it's all France's fault.
I think.
All our fault.
In all seriousness.
That the UFOs exist.
All seriousness, though, you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we will. You're the man for the job, first of all. Second of all, this is what will happen to us. If our government, you know, they just couldn't say, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. They're going to find a way to basically stick it to the taxpayers again.
That's right.
But it always happens.
Right.
So I look forward to that, people. I mean, I would love to see this example being followed.
Well, I would like other countries. I would love to see what the Scandinavian countries have. Because they take their UFOs very seriously. Brazil, I think they would be okay, Brazil and Mexico, but, you know, I don't know if I trust them. Canada, I implicitly trust. I would love to see their files.
What are you, nuts?
What's wrong with Canada?
There goes all our Canadian listeners.
They're dumping garbage in this state, first of all. I don't like that very much.
Well, they put a restriction on that. Now they can only do twice.
Well, Now they can only do twice
the amount that they were doing.
Oh, yeah. Darn. Well, yeah, that makes it all better.
That's how the government works.
I'm just kidding, Canadian people. That's how they work. I'm just joking around. Now, this, I'd love to see this example.
My Canadian people.
To the open letter to the Canadian people.
I'm very sorry for saying you dumped garbage in Michigan. I'm very sorry about that.
It's true.
Because it never happened, right?
Well, not now.
No, it never happened.
It's your fault.
Now that
I'm
it's
sure.
all been covered
yeah,
up.
It's my fault. I was going to find a way to make it my fault.
Mm-hmm. I'm
well,
sure
Scott,
you
if you wouldn't be such. If you weren't going and making garbage all the time in your house and throwing it out, the Canadians wouldn't. Do it either.
It would be,
all my fault.
It would be deeper than that.
Oh, it would
I would somehow.
I want you. Here's my challenge. Here's my homework for you. I want you to devise a conspiracy theory on that this week and email it to me. I
want
to read it on the air next week.
I want to share a chat room visual image with you guys because if it's going through my head, you have to explain.
All right,
it
go ahead.
Well.
Should I turn my mic off? Or?
Scott K is sitting in his underwear playing a banjo, listening to Ghostly Talk.
I think it's pretty hot.
He's playing.
Well, you know, it is. Hey, you know what? It is the 25th anniversary of Deliverance this week.
It is.
That's what I heard.
That
it's
is
the 25th
true.
Anniversary of Deliverance this week. You know what? I'm looking at my notes here because I actually had this in my notes.
Yeah.
It is the 23rd anniversary.
Oh, look at my notes.
What do you got?
I don't have notes.
This is serious news right
you
here.
Had the...
Whatever. It's the anniversary of
How
Deliverance.
How do I not even have notes? I show up late, 25th. So I don't get any notes?
No, you have notes.
Where?
We're going to share them.
Well,
I had to print it. Well, I'll tell you later.
You get your notes when you show up.
Here's the thing. Again, Deliverance aside.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a great article. I read this, and I'm like, my God, why can't our country fess up now?
Right.
Why couldn't our country do the same thing? Like, it isn't like there isn't any archives like this one.
It's not like nobody suspects that they have them. I mean, absolutely.
That's my point.
Everybody
these people
knows
act them. Like these people act like we're so dumb that we can't handle information like this.
I would like
our
to
little
know,
peeny brains just cannot handle this piece of information that we're going to freak out.
I would like to know who it was who ordered and authorized that latest thing about Roswell. The latest thing about Roswell was that it was, you know, crash test dummies from a weather balloon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, 5 years ago, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, this is the truth. And it turned out crash test dummies didn't exist.
Oh, boy, imagine that.
Time. So, wait a minute.
I find that so hard to believe, Doug.
Crash
the government
dummies?
Would lie to us?
They used...
You must be kidding.
Well, that's what I'm saying, again, right here. What's the problem? What is the problem?
I know, France did
what
it.
Is the
Why
problem?
Why can't we do it?
Why? You know, this is gonna belly roll right through Europe, too, I guarantee you.
I hope so.
This is going to belly roll right through Europe, and the rest of the countries are going to start fessing up, too. Germany, I'd love to see Germany next on the list, because Germany, wow, Russia, come on.
If Russia's archives became available...
Type in Russia and type in UFOs. You'll be reading for years of all the crap that's going on. Why can't we follow this example? Why can't we do this? What's the problem? Why are we that dumb? That's
well,
my point.
Well, I want to go to, what is it, Gulf Breeze, Florida? We got to go see a UFO.
I want to. But I don't need, this is one of those things, well.
Do you think it'll show up on demand? Like if they know that Ghostly Talk's going
on.
We
can get
there,
that Jesus guy.
I'll put it on the
We can get that Jesus
website.
Guy who was on Coast to Coast. Remember that guy from a couple years
ago?
Who could summon UFOs at will?
Wow.
There was this dude. His name was Jesus or something. You remember that guy?
Yeah.
We read the article and we started cracking up laughing because this guy can summon UFOs at will. And then when they put him on camera, something happened wrong and I don't feel the power. I can't do it today.
Of course.
Like, come on, dude. But regardless of that idiot, he can just go away. Like, I still am convinced that there's something going on. There's just too much stuff out there, especially in this country. Too many occurrences, too many stories.
Too many people, other than that one French farmer guy with no credibility whatsoever. Really, really poor example in that article.
Okay, all right.
But that's all right. Too many people with credibility.
Yeah.
Have told me stories.
Well, here's a guy right here, as a matter of fact. Ironically, we have another article right here.
Yeah. That's my notes.
No.
Oh.
No.
Former Arizona governor, Fife Singleton, that's his real name.
Fife?
That's unfortunate.
Says that he saw the Phoenix Lights himself and believed from the start that they were extraterrestrial. This is another thing from UFO News blog right here.
Oh, okay.
Simington said that he didn't acknowledge his own encounter at first because he didn't want people to panic. Simington discussed the sighting with a UFO investigator making a documentary and in media interviews this week.
Okay, maybe they'll think we'll all panic because if you look at...
There's a guy right there!
Former senator.
Seriously, if you look at cities in the U.S. Yeah. that riot over their sports team winning, that pretty much dumps us down a lot right there.
That's sports fans. I'm not a sports fan.
Don't watch it.
I'm not a sports fan.
I am.
I'm not saying anything. Okay, anyways.
And she has been out there rioting.
I'm a pilot.
I flipped several cop cars.
She flips cop cars, and I saw her.
There's your button. You get a button for that. I'm a pilot, and I know just about every machine that flies. Simington, a former Air Force captain, told the Arizona Daily Star on Thursday, "It was bigger than anything else I've ever seen. It remains a great mystery. Other people saw it, responsible people. I don't know why people would ridicule it." So then we got
former senator of Arizona.
Former Arizona governor, I'm sorry.
Oh, governor of Arizona.
Of Arizona.
This is somebody who a lot of people had said, yeah, he can run our state.
Yeah.
and then he suddenly is like, wow.
This guy is qualified enough to run our state. He's got the census. He's got the ability. He's got all this fun stuff.
Thought it would cause a panic.
Apparently, yeah.
He thought, this is going to cause a panic.
Apparently, you know, we all believe the cover stories that they use all the time.
Yeah. I'm sick of it. I'm just so sick of it, man. I'm tired of it.
Our government does need to, they need to do something.
Here's the article. What the hell? What's going on?
That's loud.
What's going on? Whoa, hey.
What is this?
Whoa, hey.
Under whose authority?
How'd you get in my house?
Shut it down.
Who are you? Who are you?
Here's your writ.
Get out of my house.
What?
And assist all broadcasts. Hey, whoa. Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
Who are you? Whose authority?
Who are you? What's going on?
I'm Agent Kinsey.
No, you realize you're on the air right now.
Agent Masters.
Oh, these are agents.
Agent Johnson.
Get out of my house.
No, she will shut the
out of my house.
Right now.
You've got to have
out of my house.
Right now.
Out of my
you've
house.
Got to have some
you
kind of
right now.
Turn it
out of my house. Get out of my house right now.
No, you are compromising national security. Shut it down now. Quit talking about that.
April Fools!
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. What's
wow,
going on?
The chat room is full
of people. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
At least put a rubber glove on.
Oh, please. Snap, snap.
Oh,
I just like the stag. I think we should do the show like this permanently.
With
that'll
be great.
In the background?
Yeah, yeah. Don't.
Is that even in channel?
Oh, it's in channel.
Ah.
Oh, it's in. People are hearing it.
Awesome.
Like right now, they're hearing it again. They're hearing it some more. It's really low. Here, now it's nice and loud.
Take it out. That's way too funny. That is way too funny.
Happy April Fool's, everybody.
Yes. Happy. Is this the first time we've done a broadcast on April Fool's Day?
I think it is.
I think it is, too, in 5 years.
We planned accordingly for it, obviously. No, we are not in the back of some. We're not broadcasting the back of some governmental squad car or anything like that.
No.
We're still here in the beautiful, warm, luscious, haunted winery, and we just felt it necessary to do that to you people here today. Our good friends Tina, Tim, and Scott are here. Dear friends of ours, been friends of the show for years, and I called them earlier this week and said, "Hey, here's what we got planned." And what was that, Tina?
Special Agent Masters.
Yeah, Special Agent Masters. We need your help. And I was like, here's what's up. Here's what we're gonna do. And it's like, I'll be right over.
They're on board from the beginning.
Yeah, it was so. I think we pulled it off without a hitch. I'm sure a few of you out there may have known this as it was going on. Fine. That's fun. That's good for you. I think it was a fun thing for us to do on April 4th.
We had a lot of fun.
Because this happens so much nowadays.
Yeah.
What
else would you expect from the Ghostly Talk crew?
What was that?
What else would you expect from
the
right.
GT
crew?
Of course. Anybody
that knows us, we're not.
We had
to a
our
good
sticks
joke.
Removed.
Surgically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Surgically.
6 hours.
So. In Mexico.
Yes.
For $10.
Yeah.
And I got a great set of Hooters on top of that. So what do we talk about now?
Good question. I want to introduce.
Well, yeah. Hey, Scott, come on over here first. You know,
Scott B.
Yeah,
thank you so much for being part of this.
That
was a lot of fun.
Scott is, Scott and I have known each other. Sorry, the cable is not long enough for you, Scott. You're gonna have to hunch over. Are you sure you're used to that, Bill?
Oh,
Scott's been you've been on the show a couple, like roughly. You've been kind of hanging out before, Scott. Yeah. Scott and I used to play together in our old band MFPS. We presently are doing this goofy thing now where we just kind of get together once a week at James's house for MFPS and tell jokes for 2 hours while we play instruments, but it's fun. So Scott came over to hang out with us. How you doing, man?
Not too bad.
Thank you.
Had a good time.
Thank you.
Agent Johnson.
Yes.
Agent Johnson. Agent Johnson.
Excellent.
So congrats. Very, 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 very. I have to give you a round of applause for that.
Thank you so much.
That ample performance. Have you thought about theater, my friend?
I thought about it. That's why I was like,
I got to try this. This is how I'm going to break into the business through Ghostly
That's
Talk.
That's going to be
right.
His resume.
Yeah,
yeah.
Appearance on Ghostly Talk, Agent Johnson.
I'm going to have like a 15-second clip.
Perfect.
We'll set it up for you. I'll send it right over, man.
Sweet.
Tim's here, too. Tim's hanging out.
Good evening, everybody.
Tim, aptly known Fat Jesus. We've mentioned him. He's been mentioned on this show, I think, more than once. Don't you think? I think he's like the only friend that actually had a radio spot on. Like a friend. Yeah. Hi, this is Fat Jesus, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Tim's been a friend of the show for years, too, so hey, thanks. Another apple.
Oh,
thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Today,
so
my alias is Agent Kinsey.
Agent Kinsey.
There we go.
I am noticing a theme here with the agent names.
Yes, there is a theme going on.
You mentioned that when we came out of the room. See, I'll tell you what we did on. I'll tell you what we did here, because we knew it was going to happen as soon as we cut the channels and stuff like that, killed the mics. We all just kind of fell off our seats and we were on the floor just laughing ourselves half to death. And then we came out there and we were talking and Tim's like, hey, did you notice the names? And we're like, holy crap! You worked that in. That's awesome.
It was well, and while you were laughing and on the floor, that's when the body cavity searches came into play.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm not going to say it. We talked about this.
We talked about this. Deja vu.
Guys, the weekend already again. Jeez. Thank you, Tim. And Tina's over here, too. Tina's over here.
How you doing, everybody?
Thank you.
I didn't know I was going to be in on this, but I just kind of walked into it.
Well, you see, you showed up. That was the first mistake you made.
Right on. That's all good.
And I'm like, okay, we have a third person here. I mean, anybody could have probably walked in off the street at this time. And
you want one homeless guy in the corner?
Right. Oh, yeah.
You think I'd always leave the baskets out here? Yeah. I know that guy. I've seen him around. But, yeah, you want to be part of radio history? Come on
sure,
in.
Sure,
come on
in. Do it.
He said he'd work for food. Get my hot dog.
Rock out.
We got nacho chips. Yeah. Bargain bin pop. You know,
Tina,
it's all yours.
Tina, we have to give her a round of
applause.
Thank
you.
Yay,
Tina.
Thank you, wonderful.
Have you ever thought about doing theater yourself?
Absolutely. I'm a thespian.
There you go. See, we killed two birds with one stone here. We created three new careers for people. Right? I'm very, very happy about that. Again, happy April Fool's to everybody.
Now,
it was fun.
I do want to say though, the French thing, very real.
these articles,
very real.
More real than your accent.
The accent, not so real.
Yeah, either of us. Not I think we kind of slaughtered both of them. But these articles, yeah, you can go to the UFO news blog.
I was trying to do a French accent before the show, and it always came out German.
We were talking about
which, of course. Which
Doc,
of course,
I told you.
Bonnie says that all of my accents sound pretty much like, a drunken Norwegian or something. It's like really bad.
I am drunk. We talked about that before the show, and you were like,
what was that?
You're like, I'm like, do the whole intro in a French accent. And that is so funny. Funny, but we just couldn't nail it, you know, when you have like 2 seconds to go.
Right.
Like, how many French you know is the word oui, oui.
Right? Well, yeah.
Oui, oui. And that is so oui. Small.
Yeah. Wow. It's turned into a roast here.
Ba-dum-bum.
This is a roast. Why don't we call this the 5-year anniversary party? This is usually how it goes.
This is pretty much like an anniversary.
Our 5-year anniversary party was very organized and put together well and stuff, and like, this is more like what we should be doing. Yeah. We rip on each other, and
I think he's ragging on the previous anniversary.
No, I had a no. We had
4, 3, 2, and 1.
No, I'm not ripping on those. They were fun. No, I mean like no. I'm serious. I didn't mean it like that at all.
I'm just kidding.
Then why are you saying it then? Because when why you gotta flip me off?
Things are flying.
Fun.
All right. Okay.
Well, you can't say that.
Right,
you can't say it on the radio, but you.
I should
as much
mention
as I would like
either.
To.
Yeah.
Again, happy April Fool's Day. I think we should move on. It was just so much fun.
That was cool.
I hope our affiliates are not too mad at us.
Dead air never sounded so good.
Well, you know, hey, yeah. you signed the papers. It's your problem now. I don't know what to tell you. But I hope they're not too mad at us. We felt it necessary to do that. And hey, it's all good. It's fun.
Where do you go from there?
I didn't plan for. Yeah, how are we gonna show that up? I didn't plan after.
Segway, come on.
Segway.
Speaking of him being invaded by the government, how was your weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, so you heard.
you were at the City Club too, hey, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Doug, it's on you. This is yours, dude.
Doug's lost it.
Here, watch
well,
this.
Here's the thing. I have to say this. During the what would have been a break, but it was dead air.
We were laughing ourselves silly.
Yeah. And I actually said, do you want to continue it?
But you know, talked about doing that. Like,
do you know what that would have done? We could have kept it going, but... The problem with that was, this is the ITC show with Marcus Leader and
well, we actually and thought Mark about, Macy. Like, taking me out for a while, like, just, like, keeping me out in front.
Right, and you would be with your lawyers.
Yeah, I'd be out there with the Ghostly Talk attorneys trying to work things out and stuff, and we talked about that for a few minutes, and like, no, you know what, let's just come back here and just, you know, let everybody in early on.
And I think that's pretty responsible. I do.
Well, I don't want to.
There's a time and a place. For such pranks. April Fool's Day,
April Fool's Day is a good day for this kind of stuff. Ironically, April Fool's Day is also National Atheists Day, too.
Oh, happy National Atheists.
It is for real. And the only reason I know that is I was driving around a couple of years ago, and I was at a red
light. Heaven help us. Wait a minute. No.
I was at a red light, and I looked at the car in front of me, And there was a bumper sticker that said, "Celebrate National Atheist Day, April 1st. And I'm like, oh, well, they got their own holiday. That's pretty cool. And then I thought about it for a second, and I was like, what, you wacky bunch of atheists, you? You know?
Har. That's what I was thinking.
How slapstick is that? Yeah. You know, I mean, you guys are you wacky bunch of atheists. I mean, in all honesty, me and Amber were talking about this over the weekend, too, concerning atheists, because she's reading a book called The God Delusion. I forgot who actually wrote this, but it's an interesting book, she said. And it's this particular author is supposed to have scientifically proven the non-existence of God completely.
Ah.
Without a doubt. And we got into this discussion about that, and I'm like, you know, I respect the atheist viewpoint, but unfortunately the handful, and I mean a very large heaping handful of atheists that I have met, they don't really seem to be very open to any other viewpoints though. And I'm not taking a shot at them. I'm not doing that at all. But I've had discussions with them, and it's like, well, hey, you know, I understand what you're saying. I'm with you. I mean, I'm on your side, man. But like, here's another idea. Check it out. You know,
it's really taking skeptical mind point to an extreme.
Yeah, and where it got to a point with some of them where I'm like, okay, look, I think you should stop discussing this because it's going to result in a bar fight, and I don't want that. So, you know, and I'm not like again, I'm not taking the pot.
Depends
shot.
On the kind of bar. Yeah.
You've seen where I hang out at.
I won't, not them bars.
No.
But
so happy National Atheist Day.
But if it's a bar on 8 Mile, you know.
What is that supposed
how
to
could
be?
You get? How could you get a fight at one of those?
Oh, because they're perfectly secure. Especially this weekend.
But they have distractions.
I wonder if, we were talking
up
about WrestleMania.
Jeez, Doug.
I'd be like, I'll fight with you in a minute.
We are going to get
my favorite entertainment.
You know what would be funny is this, that the real feds walked in right now.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about naked women. You need to go up here right now. And we're like, okay, who set you up? We've been sitting here the whole time laughing. I'm like, you ever heard the little story about the guy who cried wolf?
Ooh.
Right?
I wish to learn our lesson.
Yeah. Like I was saying, especially this weekend, though, I was wondering, there's a project for a college student who's listening to the show right now.
Yeah.
If you're a college student and you have a class in stats, I want you to do a statistical analysis on how many fights there are in Detroit tonight. Because it's WrestleMania, right?
Good idea.
It's WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen these events before.
Mm-hmm.
They're not serene. They probably rival a Slayer concert in intensity, I think. So
yeah.
I'm wondering.
Do they have similar stats as like the World? What is it? The World Cup soccer? Is that what they call it? The
World Cup soccer?
Oh my gosh! They throw.
Oh, you mean European
buildings.
Soccer? European.
They
soccer.
Don't just tip over police cars. They tip over whole like.
They burn the whole stadium
complex.
Down if their team loses. Those guys take their soccer very seriously.
Oh, definitely.
Just go on YouTube and type in soccer fight.
Well, this field is unlucky, so we're going to move it. Throw it in the ocean. I mean,
brick by brick, wherever we want.
Because they do. They're very, very serious over there.
Yeah, I'm just curious, though, about tonight, though, in Detroit.
Yeah. I wonder how many people fans' hair there will be tomorrow.
What?
Like, okay, you know, because the Donald Trump versus Vince thing, I wonder if other people made side bets in the bar or at the, you know.
I think Donald Trump's going to win.
Oh, you think he's going to keep his hair?
Who wants this action? I'll throw it in. Right?
Who's got more money?
Well, Trump has real.
Oh, it is, after all, April Fool's Day. Yeah, well, that's what you said, right, Tim?
What's that?
It's April Fool's Day. What if they say, well, you know, that was just the April Fool's Day joke? That would be, like, really a big letdown.
That'd be a bigger cop-out for less airtime than our little star we pulled tonight.
They will move Ford Field into the Detroit River.
It'll just be floating. There's this green, grassy knoll that's floating down the river. Like, it isn't polluted enough out there.
Yeah. I think they've got several.
Like, it doesn't look like Springfield, Illinois already with the Simpsons, with three-eyed fish popping out of the water.
Detroit Lions would fit well there.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Maybe they could win a game then.
I wonder.
With their extra arms and legs.
Do you gain superhuman strength when dipped in the Detroit River?
I think the Detroit Lions are going to invade the studio now. Yeah. Cease and desist us to the Detroit Lions. You cannot talk bad about us on the air.
Sorry.
They would have to shut down every show in Detroit.
Yeah, I think it's a consensus right now about our football team. When it's become sports talk.
Sports talk with Doug. It's got out.
I'm telling you, Barry Sanders did terrible at Scott. Barry Sanders. hasn't played for the Detroit Lions in 20-something years. Oh, well, you know.
I meant the other one.
Yeah, you know, I meant 20 years ago he played terrible that night. All right, that's what I was talking about. That just shows you how much we know about sports here on the show.
Didn't he retire to France?
He retired to 8 Mile.
8 Mile. Oh, all
right. He has. Yeah. Been down there. He's been. I know he's been. I listen to our morning show, you know, and they always mention there was a Sanders sighting down at the Tycoons and all these nice places. So all right, okay. Well, now we killed like about. We only got a couple more minutes. So I think we can knock this other half an hour. We almost did it, Doug. I think we nearly did it.
Not bad.
We didn't plan for this part.
No.
And I'm so like jazzed.
The after party.
The blood rush to my face is like still like, and I'm still kind of like just like, jittering a little bit because no, literally, we talked about this before the show. I'm like, okay, guys, this is what we want to do here.
I want everybody to know that Scott L. is a character actor. He gets definitely into his role. I mean, he looked like he was living it.
I was?
So, yes.
For real?
Yes.
Especially the cavity search.
Yes.
I was all into that.
You were so into it. We were very impressed.
I was frightened at the stuff they removed from their cavity.
Toy cars and Time Life magazine.
Pierre.
My God, he's been in there for 20 years.
Jean-Claude popped out.
Hello!
Hello! Oh, yeah, Jean-Claude has a high voice.
That's my servant from 1983.
Maybe it was Jean-Claude. I don't know. Anyway, this has gone from bad to worse. Sounds like a
well, we have
can we go to an early
suicide
break?
Song.
I don't know why we have. This is like kind of the impersonation of the show.
Can I wrinkle this
one? Yeah, go ahead and wrinkle that one up. That's kind of where we went with this thing. ITC night is tonight. I hope these guys... I'm telling you, Marcus and Mark, if you're listening right now, you guys are really going to have to work hard tonight, I think.
Yeah. Well, if any two people can pull this show out of the dumpster, it is Marcus Leader
and
Mark Macy,
two dear friends of ours.
Yes.
Who've been, they've made multiple appearances on the show. Go ahead.
ITC has been one of the recurring themes on Ghostly Talk. It just keeps coming up, and it does not stop from coming up. Even if you're like, well, I want to talk about ghosts or maybe ghost hunting or something like that, somebody's going to bring up ITC.
Well, it was a pivoting point for this show. ITC and Mark Macy and Marcus Leader, people like that, were people that really changed the direction of, I think, our research.
It has opened up our own eyes and our own minds. And the more we learn about it, sometimes the more mysterious it becomes. But at the same time, it's something, it's a goal, I think. It's a goal for us.
Well,
and I would really like to somehow...
Well, there's going to be some glue tonight.
Good.
I'm going to say there's going to be some glue tonight because, as you guys know, we talked to Brian Jones.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, like, controversial guest, a very controversial guest we found on the show, the email and the forum post and all this fun stuff that was going on. I love to see it, though. Not because I like seeing people argue. It's because, boy, God, you're thinking. Thank you.
Right.
People are really thinking about this.
And
Brian actually called me today. When I was coming back to the winery here, and he's like, I want you to ask Mark Macy a couple of questions for me, and I have them right here.
I want to put it to both of our guests.
Oh yeah. And you're gonna find that there's gonna be a lot of. I didn't plan it like this, but I think Tuesday's show and then tonight are gonna kind of like you know.
In my mind, Brian Jones, he was out there doing the work. He was doing hard work.
Oh yeah.
And he's got a legitimate question, and I want to pose it to Mark and Marcus.
Definitely. So it's gonna be a fun night. Like I said, this is ITC night. We are going to give these guys 2 hours. Because we do like such like intense promotion here for our guests, right? And we try to really butt them up, you know. So I think last time we had these guys on, it was like, you know, Mark Macy versus Marcus Leader, a battle to the death tonight on Ghostly Talk. One of them's going to come out alive. That's it. Bottom line.
Yeah, one of them shaving loses both. His hair.
Everybody's going to be shaving themselves tonight. That's the theme for tonight's show.
Yeah.
We're going to walk out of here bald.
I'm not.
You're not? No, you just got bangs.
It's taking me too long to grow this beautiful hair. I am not going to be cutting it off tonight. I guarantee.
Bah.
Can we give you a reverse mohawk?
People tell me I have a mullet right now.
It's kind of mulletish, but you can see that it's not.
Well, yeah, I'm saying like it hangs down. I'm like, okay,
it has
where
more.
Did this mullet thing come
it has
from?
A lot more character.
Well, thank you.
Yes,
that's the reason I still do this show is because of your. I heard a count from the peanut gallery behind me. What was that?
That would just be you. Business in front, party in the back.
Absolutely. It is 7 o'clock.
Thank God.
And you know what, Donnie? We don't agree on too many things, but that's one thing we agree on right there.
This, for better or for worse, is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Don.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we'll be right back with Marcus Leader and Mark Macy, both of just astounding ITC researchers. And we'll be right back with them.